Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. PEEKPainting.com.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust. Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399. Or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Is it a smart idea to learn from other people's mistakes? Why not add to your life lessons on lifestyle from super agers, individuals who made it to 90 years plus without chronic diseases? Call them people who have been there, done that successfully. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. We all want to live with our mental and physical faculties intact as we age. Longevity research just released in a book, Super Agers, by cardiologist Dr. Eric Topol, can give each of us hope and a new way of thinking. The onset of diseases such as dementia, Alzheimer's, and memory loss is discussed and highlighted in the book in connection with keeping active. For physical activity, enjoy dancing, swimming, pickleball, and walking. Keeping sharp mentally is gained by learning a new skill or a language, playing an instrument, reading, and solving crossword puzzles. Keep listening for more Healthy Habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, August 28th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Overnight traffic control on US 101 in Atascadero next week. Grover Beach man killed in five-vehicle crash on Cuesta Grade. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the low 90s. It's 67 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Caltrans will be conducting overnight traffic control on the US 101 in Atascadero. Concrete inspections will be done along a portion of the 101 starting Tuesday, September 1st, and into Wednesday, September 2nd. A single lane closure on the southbound 101 will be in place from 11 p.m. on Tuesday to 3 a.m. on Wednesday, from Traffic Way to Kerberl Avenue. Another lane closure will be in effect on the northbound 101 from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. on Wednesday, September 2nd, between Santa Rosa Road and Traffic Way. Crews will be inspecting the integrity of the concrete for the safety of the traveling public. No significant delays are expected, but travelers are encouraged to slow down when traveling through a work zone. A five-vehicle collision occurred at about 11:25 p.m. Wednesday night on the Cuesta Grade. A wrong-way driver allegedly crashed into a Dodge Charger just south of Hawk Hill Road, according to a release from CHP. Three more cars then crashed into the two vehicles, completely blocking the southbound lanes of the highway. The right-side passenger of the Dodge Charger, a 55-year-old man from Grover Beach, whose name has not yet been released, was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver was taken to the Sierra Vista Hospital with major injuries. The wrong-way driver was arrested under suspicion of DUI, that he was driving under the influence of alcohol and possibly drugs. He was identified as David Worthington Ross and was transported to the same hospital with serious injuries. Highway 1 closure and smoke impacting North San Luis Obispo County due to Big Sur wildfire. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. The timber fire in Monterey County near Big Sur continues to burn, reaching over 20,000 acres. Another wildfire has also erupted yesterday morning, about 30 miles south of the timber fire. The Plaskett fire is closer to the San Luis Obispo County line and is at 1,700 acres so far. Due to the two fires, a 40-mile stretch of Highway 1 is fully closed in Big Sur, north of Cambria, and all the way to Captain Cooper Elementary School in Monterey County. Smoke from the two wildfires could impact North San Luis Obispo County as well. The Air Pollution Control District has issued an air quality advisory, warning that smoke impacts could significantly increase in the Paso Robles and Atascadero regions. The next Coffee with the City event for Paso Robles will be this morning at 7:30 a.m. Coffee with the City is held in the Patina Room at California Coast Beer Company, 1346 Railroad Street. This month's session will feature Utility Director for the City, Christopher Alakel. He'll provide an overview of the city's water supply, where it comes from, how much the city uses, and whether there is enough to meet both existing and future needs. Attendees are encouraged to share ideas, ask questions, and provide feedback directly to staff during this informative and informal community meeting. No pre-registration is required, and all community members are welcome to attend. The County of San Luis Obispo's Behavioral Health Department will be holding its Overdose Awareness Day this Saturday, August 29th, from 12 to 3 p.m. at Mitchell Park. This local gathering is held in tandem with International Overdose Day, dedicated to honoring those lost without judgment, validating the pain felt by grieving loved ones, and supporting initiatives dedicated to ending overdoses. San Luis Obispo County experienced 42 opioid-related overdose deaths in 2024, a considerable decrease from the 78 deaths recorded in 2023. This year's event will feature a keynote presentation by Jamie Metzger, the Director of Grief Support and Education at Hospice San Luis Obispo. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Diamondbacks 6-1, the Braves shut out the Dodgers 1-0, the Astros beat the Yankees 5-1. Tonight, the Giants will face the Diamondbacks, the Angels will go against the Phillies, the Athletics will face the Orioles, the Padres will go against the Rays, the Dodgers will face the Tigers, the Yankees will go against the Red Sox. In high school football, tonight the Bearcats will travel to Arroyo Grande, the Greyhounds will host Golden Valley from Bakersfield, Templeton will take on Santa Maria in a home game, Mission Prep will host St. Francis from Watsonville, Morro Bay will travel to Lindsay. In California news, a Ventura County pastor was arrested and charged with alleged years-long child molestation of two young children. 58-year-old David Johnson of Ojai was charged with six counts of felony child molestation, accused of molesting two children that allegedly occurred over several years in Ojai and Oxnard. Both children were under 14 years at the time. Johnson has worked both as a pastor and massage therapist. Researchers have found that the number of students experiencing homelessness in California reached its peak in the 2024-25 school year, a record of over 298,000. Five of the 10 districts with the highest rates of student homelessness were on the Central Coast in Monterey and Santa Barbara counties. California State Superintendent Tony Thurmond is urging lawmakers to reject a legislative proposal that would add a second layer of approval from the president of the State Board of Education to assume some of a school district's financial oversight authority if the state determines that the district's actions are ineffective. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Canada is escalating its trade fight with the U.S., announcing new tariffs of up to 50% on hundreds of American products. The Canadian duties take effect on September 8th and are in retaliation for roughly $20 billion in U.S. tariffs imposed on Canadian goods after trade negotiations failed. 25% tariffs will be placed on fish and aquaculture products, as well as cheese and curd. Whey products and some milk and cream exports will face tariffs of up to 50%. Ethanol is a major topic of discussion as Guatemala prepares to launch its E10 program. The country imported 100,000 gallons just last year from the U.S., totaling more than 13 million gallons before the program's official launch. U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council past chair Mark Wilson says that strong start is just the beginning of what the market could mean for U.S. ethanol production.
Japan is going from ETBE, which they're using about 200,000 altogether ethanol gallons in that, to E10 by 2030, I believe it is. And that's going to be a 1.4 billion gallon market. And Mexico is also, they're looking like things are going to get going in that market. And that'll be another 1.6 billion gallon market just to our south. And so those are coming. Vietnam's moving toward E10.
The U.S. plans to bring an additional 1 billion gallons of ethanol online within the next 36 months.
Western Video Market is headed to the heart of cattle country for their next auction on September 15th. The consignment deadline, though, is just around the corner. It's Monday, August 31st. The auction will be broadcast live from the historic Haythorn Ranch near Ogallala, Nebraska. And you're welcome to attend in person or tune in online at WVMcattle.com. So cattle and sheep producers, be sure to take advantage of the current market momentum and contact your WVM rep today. For all the details, visit WVMcattle.com.
With EcoWorks EC from Helena, you can achieve consistent, superior performance from an organic pesticide. EcoWorks EC is a natural insecticide and miticide designed to improve sustainability and handling without compromising performance. It effectively controls a broad spectrum of insects and mites in a variety of crops and markets in both conventional and organic systems. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn more about EcoWorks EC. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Many challenges can have unique consequences in an agricultural setting. This includes Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia, according to Mark Lupe, chair of the Alzheimer's Association of Northern California Board of Directors. Quote, on a California farm or ranch, memory is not an abstract thing. It is knowing when to irrigate, which fields flood first, which employee can run which machine, where records are stored, and how to read the land after years of experience, Lupe said in an Ag Alert commentary. Quote, when Alzheimer's disease or other dementia enters that setting, the impact reaches far beyond one diagnosis. It can affect safety, business continuity, family relationships, and the future of the operation itself. The far-reaching impact of dementia on the daily operations of a farm is one reason farm families can experience the disease differently than many other households. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 90s. North-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight giving way to mostly clear skies overnight. Lows right around 60. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 90s. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday and Friday. Mid-80s Sunday, upper 70s Monday and Tuesday, low 80s Wednesday, mid-80s on Thursday, 84 a week from today. Currently, it is 68 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks open mostly higher. Investors will be spending the day reacting to Fed Chair Kevin Warsh's speech to the Federal Reserve's Jackson Hole Summit. Walmart confirms it has settled with the Justice Department. It had been charged with failing to properly oversee the dispensing of opioid medications. Marvell Technology reported upbeat earnings and is optimistic about its business, though expectations are very high for AI chip makers, especially after NVIDIA's stellar report. And Marvell shares are down 7%. And PayPal shares opened 13% lower after Bloomberg reported potential buyers, investment firm Advent International, and payment processor Stripe have ended their attempt to buy PayPal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer, El Camino Real, Atascadero. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on the Friday edition on The Right Choice. Yeah, little Jackie Wilson.
Can a poor man be? That is why.
That's why I love you so.
That is why.
That's why I love you so.
Don't you know, baby?
That's why I love you so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want the world to know.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Open Mic Friday. Kenny and Darsha this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 here on The Right Choice. Also, we would like to announce the winner. One of the qualifiers for the gift certificate from Joe's Place. Yeah, and it is Garrett Ripple. Garrett Ripple is the winner. Garrett, you got 30 days. Always call ahead to the office, 238-1230. And thanks and enjoy. All right, let's see here. I'll do a little update here on flock cameras in your town. Yes or no? We have 12 no's and 3 yeses. So it's a completely unscientific but absolutely accurate KPRL survey here this morning on the flock cameras. And let's see here. We have some Let's see here. Well, I'll do this one last. And no cameras, and get the flock out of here. Okay. Okay, this one here. Don't care about flock cameras. Why would you care if you are being recorded in public? Okay, Chris, I'm going to ask you that question.
Why would I care if I'm being recorded in public?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be. It's as simple as that.
Okay, that would be my answer. But somebody such as that's asking the question may pursue it a little bit more. Here's something to consider. And Chris, you would know this because you're technically sound or savvy. Somebody could take images of you and do some things to it, can't they?
AI enhancement, or I shouldn't say enhancement. AI generate something around it? Sure, they can.
Right, and that could be somewhat embarrassing in cases because what would be the reason that somebody would do it, for good or bad? My guess is more would be for bad. But the opportunity, so you should care about being recorded in public because it can and does impact your privacy, and more than likely you'll end up online with some kind of exposure. And you also have to be aware of viral videos can damage your personal peace or reputation. Now, you may have to fight that, but remember, it can be manipulated. And again, Chris, smart glasses and wearables can do recordings, recording and also take videos, right?
I think they can. I've never used one myself.
Okay, so
also, now that I've had like a few more seconds to think about this person's response, I've got something a little bit more cohesive.
Okay.
So being recorded in public as somebody who just coincidentally there is a bit different than somebody recording you in public. So let's say somebody's just, you know, in the downtown city park taking a video because they want to do a little panorama of how good it looks, and you just so happen to be there. All right, whatever, no harm done. But imagine somebody is following you in public, recording where you are going, what you are doing, at what time. That is a flock camera. That's a massive difference, if you ask me, between being recorded in public and somebody recording you in public.
One's incidental.
One is, yeah, incidental. One is very intentional.
Okay. I had an experience a few years ago down in Cayucas. A lady, she looked like a nice lady. She was going around. She was video, because it was video. I don't know how I could tell because she kept, it wasn't like she just took, you know, snap and then pulled it away. She was doing this. And it was, you know, kids in the ocean, dogs, you know, chasing something in the water and all that kind of stuff. And as I was coming out of the water, she had it. And I said, please, ma'am, I'd rather you not do that. And she was okay with it. She just said, oh, okay. Now, again, she may have been using it for a collage or something like that. But I think, again, deliberately doing that in somebody's, again, yeah, you're in public, but there is, it is a sense of privacy within the realm of you being in public, is it not? You know, I'm sitting at or laying down on the beach. Well, should somebody be able to come up to me while I'm lying, tanning, and start taking a video of me? How many people would want that? The other thing is you have to get down to the simple, I think it's simple. How much do you trust where this information or what it's going to be used for? Especially, in again, with the manipulation you can do through AI. Secret recordings, like with these smart glasses and wearables. Well, obviously, not in the era, but I'm wondering what it must like to be going to a high school or a college party now. Because of all the technology, and again, I know that we have a lot of saints out there that never did anything wrong. Well, what do you have to worry about? I think that's missing the point. So, So these devices, traffic lights are smart. And by the way, like I said yesterday, okay, so they can track you down, keep track. Well, no, they can track you down. And then you get to the point because it keeps getting pushed because it won't end at just the flock camera recovering stolen cars. You go 26 miles an hour down Spring Street, you're getting a ticket. Because the cameras and the technology will be able to do that. And I guess you would be okay with that because by the definition, you broke the law, so therefore you are a criminal. So why shouldn't the state, and I mean state as in government, then be able to do that, even if you roll a stop sign at 3:30 in the morning? The camera will show that, and you have now become a criminal. So you should pay the price. For the life of me, I don't understand why people don't think that that's not possible. My point would be, don't even let it become possible, because as I like to say, our freedoms are easier to lose than reclaim. All right. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Chris, you may know this one too. You may be too, I can't believe I'm going to say this, you may be too old for this one.
Whoa there. I haven't even turned 30 yet.
Okay. When you were in school, did they hand out devices?
Yes.
Okay. And what were they? Were they laptops?
Chromebooks.
Which are?
Essentially a laptop.
Okay. And they were, you didn't have to pay for them.
No.
All right. Now, again, I'm just assuming here that there were nothing like Snapchat or anything on it, right? It was just whatever.
Just a web browser.
Okay. So did you have the ability or were they blocked from you being able to, you know, do whatever devious things that kids in high school do?
Most things were blocked. I'm sure some kid out there probably figured out a way to not necessarily get around it, but like find other sites that weren't blocked, mm-hmm. but it wasn't me.
Okay, because I got a text here that says, let's not assume that these devices aren't provided. Paso schools send home so many tablets, laptops, and hotspots, they lost count. Again, I don't know anything about that and what the responsibility and what the restrictions.
None of them are using it for Snapchat. I can tell you that. Why would a kid use a school provided laptop for Snapchat and not their own smartphone?
Well, I don't know.
The point is they wouldn't.
Because they don't want to get caught.
They want to get caught. It's probably blocked on there. I mean, and not to mention, like I said, the purpose of Snapchat is to send photos and videos to each other. Do you want to walk around with a laptop taking photos?
So when those laptops, you get them at the beginning of the year and you turn them in at the end of the year.
I don't know how they work now. When I worked, they were only brought out when we needed them. It was primarily used for science classes because we would plug devices into them like a motion sensor or, you know, I forgot what it's called, but something to, you know, measure the speed of an object. And then it would get recorded on a graph automatically.
So they didn't come home with you?
No. Not the ones I did, but I wouldn't doubt it if the ones that are given to kids now do come home with them.
All right. All right. Well,
let's not forget, that was about 10 years ago.
No, I know. And things have changed quickly regarding that, not only with the technology, but also the schools. I don't know if dependency is the correct word to use, but for that. Well, anyway, the reason why that came up is because it pertains to something apparently that happened within the district of a Snapchat group that was created involving well over 100 kids from the district, including children as young as elementary school. Threats of school violence were reportedly made in the chat, and numerous sexually explicit pornographic images were also being shared in the group. Okay. And again, but you said more than likely that these are not school devices. These are private devices that the kids have, because the other thing is Kids aren't supposed to have that stuff in school anymore, right? The law went into effect July 1st.
Phones, you mean? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah. Now, doesn't mean I... And
I think this is like slowly coming back to me. I think that they required school districts to make stricter rules and regulations regarding smartphones. I don't think the state required that districts outright ban smartphones from being on campus entirely.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact wording on that, but, I mean, you go back to the day when calculators, when they, you know, became prevalent, not prevalent, but, you know, somewhat popular, you weren't supposed to use them on a math test. Well, you don't think kids were able to figure out or the teacher not noticed that they were using them? I mean, are adults that naive and that stupid? Did they forget when they were young and stuff? I mean, kids and just human nature, you're going to try and pull stuff off and get away with it. That's the nature of the beast. But I guess if we had flock cameras in classrooms, too, we could stop all that, and we'd be living in Shangri-La. So, all right, this is kind of fun to think about, and thanks for sending this in. It's a... Shopping. Yes, shopping in 2026. Now, they compare it with shopping in 2016. So here goes. 2016, shopping. Walk inside, order, pay, leave. Total time, 3 minutes. This is the amount, $6.42. And what this is, they have a caricature of a McDonald's restaurant and somebody going in, walking in, order, and we've all done that, and the total time was 3 minutes. Okay, so, that was 2016. This is 2026. Download the app, create an account, verify email, allow notification, enable location, join rewards program, browse limited menu, enter promo code, decline donation, choose tip, wait behind DoorDash orders, and pay $18.74, total time 23 minutes. Oh, boy. Well, I guess that's why you order ahead in some places. Anyway, that's funny. Chris, you wouldn't remember the experience of just going in and out without all that stuff, would you?
Back in those days, stuff was ordered for me because I was a little young.
Okay. All right. And I don't know because I wouldn't do that. And I haven't been into one of these places in a long, long time, but it is pretty amusing. Pretty amusing how far we've come. And, you know, many people call it progress. A lot of people do call it progress, as a matter of fact. Okay, and it's, you know, the thing about this is, compared to 2016 and 2026, as Chris, you said that you were too young way back then, and so, you know, mom or dad or whatever was ordering for you. But if you don't know the difference, it's no big deal, right? As opposed to the 2016 compared to the 2026. If this is your generation or whosever generation, you're used to that. It's that becomes the routine. So, you know, that's like a lot of things. They grew up with it and they don't, and I don't mean this to sound negative, they don't know any better because that's just the way it is. I mean, I'm sure there's many of you that probably grew up in an area that didn't have many, if one, fast food place. I know the first fast food place I went to, I was 14. It's hard to believe, isn't it, Chris? 14
for your first fast food place.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
It was a Burger Queen on Hubbard's Lane in, St. Matthews, Kentucky.
They make Burger Queens?
That was it there. Because that was a quicker walk than to what I came out to be, what turned out to be my nirvana, and that was White Castle. So, anyway, get on your bike. Let's go to Burger Queen and get a, I don't know, 33-cent hamburger, a cheeseburger, rather. Cheeseburger and some fries. That was my first taste of the fast food stuff. That doesn't count the Mr. Softy ice cream trucks that would come by in the summer. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. A five-vehicle collision occurred at about 11:25 p.m. Wednesday night on the Cuesta Grade. A wrong-way driver allegedly crashed into a Dodge Charger just south of Hawk Hill Road, with three more cars then crashing into the first two, completely blocking the southbound lanes of the roadway. The passenger of the Charger died at the scene, and the wrong-way driver was arrested under suspicion of DUI. Caltrans will be conducting overnight traffic control on the U.S. 101 in Atascadero to complete concrete inspections along a portion of the 101 starting Tuesday, September 1st, into Wednesday, September 2nd. One lane on the southbound lane will be closed from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Then one lane will also be closed on the northbound lane from 1 a.m. to 7 a.m., both near Traffic Way. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 90s. It's 68 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. More than 530 now confirmed dead following catastrophic flooding in the Himalayan mountains along the Nepal-China border. Fox's Stephanie Bennett.
Scientists say a glacier collapse triggered the disaster, sending an avalanche of ice, rock, and debris downstream. At least 93,000 people have been affected, according to the Red Cross.
The number of killed is expected to rise. President Trump holding a fundraiser in Texas as he throws his support behind Republican Senate candidate Ken Paxton, who's in a tight race with Democrat James Tallarico. President is expected to ramp up his campaign schedule as the November midterms near.
We are hearing some whispers of a ton of Trump travel in October, possibly as much as a Trump rally a day in the most competitive states and districts.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
School is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air, tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Well, we're going to have some clouds hanging around today and a little muggy. Highs in the low 90s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows right around 60. We'll be in the low 90s, but sunshine on your Saturday. And Sunday, mid-80s. Upper 80s on Monday and Tuesday. Low 80s on Wednesday. Thursday, mid-80s. Upper 80s Friday. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down, 6:33 a.m., 7:37 p.m., we are at 68. And your weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Great meals at great prices. Don't forget, they serve brunch on weekends. All right, just kind of get ready for some events in Atascadero coming up. The 13th annual Brew at the Zoo at the Central Coast Zoo. That's September 12th from 5 till 8. And then they have the 10th annual Showdown. It is the Cornhole Tournament, September 26th at the Sunken Gardens. And so just a couple of things to be aware of. And like for the Showdown, all ages and skill levels are welcome. But watch out for some ringers. So find out more, visit Atascadero.com and enjoy. Okay, also, Loaves and Fishes is a food pantry serving housed families and individuals struggling to put food on the table. Now, Loaves and Fishes receives no government funding, but instead is supported entirely by the community. Become part of this community and take care of its own local people. This is the one in Paso Robles, Loaves and Fishes, paso.org. And they appreciate it very much. All righty. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the delightful River Oaks community. It is 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock at the Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. As I've said for many times, you don't need a holiday or a special occasion just to, well, get something nice for somebody as a thank you or a reminder or a really big makeup. Okay. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, local celebs, here we go, go, go. David Kalar, Janie Nicholas, Shelby Renault is having a birthday. She's catching up. Margaret Silva, Anna Boyd Bussey, Deb Hart, Bill and Nancy Baugh, Scott and Deborah Greaves. That would be the good doctor, Scott. And his wife, Deborah Greaves. Let's see here. You know, they put this in here in a parenthesis. Mark Perry's brother-in-law, Albert Kelly. I just prefer to say Albert Kelly and leave Mark out of it, to tell you the truth. Number two, Paul Smiley's having a birthday. Howard Matthews, Larry Ward, Steve Austin, Michelle Bennett. We have Sandy Donnelly, Mark Faulkner, and Trish Jacobs. Sunday's local celebrities, Jennifer Davis, Murray Sinclair, Connor Thorndike, Cody Rasmussen, Dolores Sargent, Robert Covarrubias. All right, Sheila Johnson, Bob Mastin, Gene Higgins, Olivia Lutz, Barbara Rosalie, and Christopher Conway. Happy birthday and anniversary to each and all. On my right-hand side, some folks you probably have heard of, such as founder of Sisters of Charity in the United States, Elizabeth Ann Seton, 1774, 1821. Charles Boyer. I had him on his birthday the other day because he died on the 26th of August. 1899, 1978. Cornelius Johnson, Olympic gold medalist, high jumper, I think. 1913, 1946. Wow. Nancy Culp, oh, Beverly Hillbillies, you remember her. 1921, 1991. Peggy Ryan from Hawaii 5-0. 1924, 2004. Oh, man, I love the routine, and I think it's Singing in the Rain. Make them laugh, make them laugh. Donald O'Connor, 1925-2003. Remember the Jeffersons and Roxy Roker, 1929-1995. This guy's a good actor, Ben Gazzara, 1930-2012. Andy Bathgate, Hall of Fame hockey, 1932. He died in 2016. Oh, from WKRP in Cincinnati. Les Nessman, Richard Sanders is his name, 1940. From the group The Honeycombs, Honey Lantry, 1943. Sweet Lou, Lou Piniella, 1943. Starsky and Hutch, David Soul, 1943, 2024. Also, we have Jim Lynch, linebacker out of Notre Dame, played for the Chiefs for a long time, really good. He was born in 1945, pretty good pitcher who almost got traded for the guy who's coming up soon. Mike Torres, 1946. Gator, that's the guy, Mike Torres affiliation. Ron Guidry, they call some say Louisiana Lightning, but he prefers Gator. He was born in 1950. Osmonds, Wayne Osmond, 1951. Joe Youngblood, not a bad hitter, 1951. Bob Avellini, he was a quarterback for the Bears out of Maryland, 1953. Scott Hamilton, man, what a figure skater, 1958. Jennifer Coolidge, the actress, 1961. Lee Jansen, the golfer, haven't heard his name in a long time. He was born in 1964. Singer Shania Twain, 1965. Who else was born on this day? Leanne Rimes, 1982. And Katie Findlay, 1990. There you go. All right. I got this thing in here. Passing away on this day from Family Affair, Anissa Jones, Mr. Bill. She passed away in 1976. She was a mess. The inventor of Monopoly, Charles Darrow, passed away in 1967. Francis Bellamy wrote the Pledge of Allegiance, passed away in 1931. Also passing away, the great director, Maltese Falcon and others, John Huston, 1987. She was a kick. Ruth Gordon passed away in 1985. Robert Shaw, man, so good in Sting and Jaws, 1978. Robert Walker, the actor, passed away in 1951. And I believe that is it. Yes, it is. All right. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Yep, he was almost traded to the Baltimore Orioles. And then he was almost traded to the Toronto Blue Jays. The first time the Yankees said, well, maybe we shouldn't trade him because he's left-handed and so forth. And then almost went to Toronto, but the Blue Jays president at the time, Peter Bavese, yes, the same Bavese family, he said, nah. Now, he was pitching a little bit, relief and so forth. He didn't turn into what he became, and that is a beloved New York Yankee. Gator, Ron Guidry. And what a career he had. He won 65% of his games, and in 1978, it was an amazing year. He went 25-3, and by the way, that year he set an all-time mark for winning percentage by a pitcher with at least 20 wins. He also had a 1.74 ERA, 9 shutouts, and 248 strikeouts. Ron Guidry was a four-time All-Star, 2-time World Series champion, Cy Young Award, Gold Glove, 2-time wins leader, and 2-time ERA leader. Gator goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Caltrans will be conducting overnight traffic control on the US 101 in Atascadero. Concrete inspections will be done along a portion of the 101 starting Tuesday, September 1st and into the morning of Wednesday, September 2nd from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. The County of San Luis Obispo's Behavioral Health Department will be holding its Overdose Awareness Day this Saturday, August 29th from 12 to 3 p.m. Guest speaker will include a presentation by Jamie Metzgar, the Director of Grief Support and Education at Hospice San Luis Obispo. Details of these and other stories coming up.
Mostly cloudy today, highs in the low 90s. It's 68 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
Last few years of his career was hampered by shoulder and elbow injuries, but boy, for a short period of time, he was something else. Gator Ron Guidry, 75 years young today out of Lafayette, Louisiana. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
Listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2 KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.